All right, I interrupt that stream of thought. I know you clones were enjoying that conversation very much. I want to talk some NFL. We're joined right now by a two-time Pro Bowler. He's a tight end for the Tennessee Titans. Four receptions, 63 yards, and a touchdown in that Week 12 win over Indianapolis. For the season, 53 receptions. Played his college ball at Central Missouri. And you got a key matchup, Houston at Tennessee. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Delanie Walker is my guest. Delanie, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Really good to have you. Hey, let me get you to go back. First quarter of Sunday's game against the Colts, Marcus Mariota hit you with that 37-yard pass into crazy coverage. In fact, I'm not sure what was better, the throw or the catch. Can you take us through the play? What did you see, and then how fired up were you to make that play?
Basically, you know, I started in the backfield to see what coverage we was going to get and try to get the over front set to the right, which we did. So you see me motion up on the line, single high. That's what we was looking for. And if you really look at it, we only had two guys running the route, basically. So he really didn't have no choice but to throw it to me. As you've seen, four or five guys running with me. Marcus put the ball in the perfect spot. That's what gave me the ability to just go get it. If he didn't do that, I mean, any other way, they probably would have broke it up. So it was all Marcus.
Well, it was all him. It was actually both of you. It was a great play. Now, when you scored on Sunday, you dropped down, you did some chest compressions and CPR on the football. Was it something you had planned, or was that just a spur of the moment thing?
It was like a spur of the moment. I don't even know why. I didn't even know where it came from. I just thought of like, we're coming back. And it was basically like, I'm putting Aaron is keeping us alive with this touchdown. And, it kind of blew up. Everybody, you know, I guess, liked that celebration and it's talked about. But it was a spur of the moment thing, and I'm kind of glad I did it.
I like it, me too. Delanie Walker joining us. Now, you're absolutely legendary for your use of the stiff arm. But after Sunday's game, you were saying that Derrick Henry might be the king of the stiff arm now. Now, was that just you being happy and generous after a nice win and maybe something you'd like to have back? Or are you officially handing the crown to Henry?
You know what? He kind of took it from me because, you know, I like the stiff arm, but Derek, his stiff arm is vicious, and it's like constantly guys get hit with it. And I said in the paper, I said basically he became the king. I gave him the crown, and now I'm the hand. You know, I still can stiff arm, but he does it a little better than I do. And, you know, I'm going to try to get it back, though. I'm going to try to get it back.
That's a crown.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a crown you should battle for. And, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. You've been doing it for a long time, and that stiff arm is something that fires up your teammates. So what's your reaction when you see Henry dropping guys with a stiff arm? Does that fire you up in return?
Of course it fires me up. If you hear me on the side, they got me mic'd up. I'm like, run it again.
Right.
I just want to see him stiff arm somebody again. And I feel like guys are really scared to tackle this dude, honestly.
Delanie Walker, my guest. Now, after the loss to Pittsburgh, you talked about the fact that you were a bit frustrated with the offense, that it was not clicking the way that you know that it can. Coming off the win over Indy, do you feel like the offense is closer to breaking through?
I feel like we're getting there. I still don't think we at the point we should be at. We got guys on this offense that can make plays. We got the quarterback. We got the running backs and the O-line. And sometimes I'm just disappointed that we not winning games by more points. You know, the last basically mostly all the games we have won are been 3 or 4 points or more. And I feel like we should be putting more points on the board.
You know, is there a certain positivity to it in the sense that maybe you're not clicking on all cylinders, but you still have 1-5 of 6. So what's to say about the team in terms of its toughness and its ability to find a way to get a win when you have to?
That's the thing. Even though we're not, you know, clicking the way we should, we still win a game. So imagine when we put a perfect 60-minute game together, we can put points on the board. And all it is just a few mentals here, a few guys not really being where they're supposed to be. Once we get that together, you know what I'm saying, this offense can be great because our defense is running at all cylinders. And, you know, to be honest with you, they keep us in games. And I'm glad to have a defense like that.
Delanie Walker is our guest. Now, every game is big, but when you have a division opponent like Houston in your place on Sunday to start off the final 5 games of the season, does this one feel even bigger than most?
Of course. It's a divisional opponent. We need this win to get on track for the playoffs. And I just hope everyone in this locker room really understands, because the coach is putting it out there that this is a big game. It's a big game. We don't care what their record are. They're in our division. This is going to put us up in the playoffs even higher. So we got to get this W. I'm excited about this week.
It seems to me, and you just started the thought, that in the past few weeks, you've dropped a couple of tweets that are about, I think, this topic, right? Seizing the moment. As an example, there's the Charles Dickens quote, "My advice is never do tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time. Call her him." So do you feel like you've got an extra sense of urgency at this point of the season? And is that the message you're trying to spread throughout the locker room?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. This is the year that we have an opportunity to go to the playoffs. Let's not wait till tomorrow when we can seize it today. And that's all I tell the guys in this locker room. Seize it today. Do what you can do to get better today. If that's studying extra, if that's getting in the cold tub, if that's getting treatment, you do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow, because we don't know what happens tomorrow. You know, that's blind to us. So that's the message I'm sending to all these guys, is do it today.
Yeah, Dylan, you've been around a long time. You know this, right? You've been around since 06, and so you've seen everything. You've done everything. I know why you've got that sense of urgency. Like the young guys, do they look at you and kind of nod you up like, yeah, I got it, old head, I got it. But do they really have it? Until they've been through what you've been through, can they really understand how important all those little things are every day?
You know, it's real. You said some. That's true. What you said is real. You know, some of these young guys, I tell them stuff, and they kind of look at me like, yeah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't know if they got it. You know, at the end of the day, they are young, and sometimes it takes experience. I was probably the same way when I started in 06 when the vets was telling me something. I'm like, yeah, I hear you, you know, but you really didn't hear them. So hopefully these guys understand where we at. This is a great opportunity. See, some of them haven't been here. I've been here for 5 years, and I had some of the worst seasons I ever played here. And now that we have a great opportunity and a great team, I hope that these guys really see that.
You know, it's going to mean so much more to you because you've been through what you've been through there. When you've been down near the bottom and now you're trying to get back to the top, it means so much more. It's got to be so much sweeter. So it's about the big picture, but your name is coming up in Pro Bowl conversations once again. What would it mean to you to be named to yet another Pro Bowl, and especially at this stage of your career?
It'll mean a lot, to be honest with you. Playing at 33 and still going out there playing at a high level, and my peers see that, the fans see that. It'll mean a lot to me. That just shows everything I'm doing on the off season, doing in this facility, is paying off. And I'm just glad that I'm still able to play at a high level.
You've got Tennessee at home against Houston on Sunday. It's a 1 p.m. game on Eastern. It is a big matchup. Delanie Walker is a 2-time Pro Bowler. Delanie, so good to have you on. Great to have you back, in fact. Really nice to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Delanie Walker. Titans are finding a way to get it done. You know, he was real about that. Like, the offense, in his opinion... And if you're watching the Titans, you know that you're looking at these guys, and they've got weapons, and they've got upside, and they've got the ceiling, but they're not quite there. And he acknowledged it. He said, but the defense is keeping us in it. We're finding ways to win. We've won 5 of 6, and as soon as we put it all together, look out. So they're close. And then you've got a key matchup coming up this weekend.